Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Ostrowski. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Ostrowski. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Ortiz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Sutherland. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dizzy Sutherland. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos takes first base on ball four. Dillinger moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sutherland, and towards Cozar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Kakos moves to second. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Dillinger scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt takes first base on ball four. Sievers moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Graham moves to second. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Ostrowski reaches second base with a double. Graham scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Ostrowski scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Dick Weltroth now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Kakas moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence now playing left field. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar takes first base on ball 4. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas who is chasing the ball. Dente reaches third base with a triple. Kozar goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Browns. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dente scores. It's 5-2, Browns. John Simmons pinch hits for Dick Weltroth. John Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4. Browns. Ned Garver now pitching. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lloyd Hiddle now pitching. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cozar hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner pinch runs for Dick Kakas. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Lehner moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lehner moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Lehner scores. Pretty moves to third. Seavers moves to second. It's 7-4, Browns. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Lehner now playing right field. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Hiddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiddle hits a fly ball into right field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente misplays the ball. That's an error on Dente. Garver moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Garver moves to third. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Garver scores. Lehner moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-4, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Lehner scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a line drive towards short. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Julio Gonzalez now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Moss moves to third. Graham moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kozar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. It's 10-4, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Graham hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early pinch hits for Al Evans. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. Hal Keller pinch hits for Julio Gonzalez. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Keller moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early now catching. Jim Pierce now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Garver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Dillinger bunts towards the mound. Pierce juggles the ball. That's an error on Pierce. Sullivan scores. Garver moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-4. Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce fires to first and has Dillinger trapped. There's the throw to Dente, who tags Dillinger for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Early juggles the ball. That's an error on Early. Garver scores. Lehner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 15-4, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Moss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cozar hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dente bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Dente moves to second. Buddy Lewis pinch hits for Jim Pierce. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Robinson scores. Dente scores. Early moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 15-6, Browns. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Senators 6. The Browns will come to bat. Buzz Dozier now pitching. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graham for the out. 1 out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Garver hits a line drive towards third. Yost catches it and throws to first to double up Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ortiz strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 15, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.